This is the second point of 3 points on consideration 16 on the mercy of God. Mercy exalteth itself above judgment. St. James chapter 2, verse 13. Now begin. Consider moreover the mercy of God towards sinners in calling them to repentance. When Adam rebelled against the Lord, and afterwards hid himself from his face, behold, God, having lost Adam, goes in search of him, and almost weeping calls him, quote, Adam, where art thou? Close quote. Genesis 3:9. They are the words of a father, observes Father Bereria, who seeks his lost son. My brother, how often has God done the same for you? You fled from God, and God continued to call you, now by inspirations, now by remorse of conscience, now by sermons, now by tribulations, now by the death of your friends. Jesus Christ appears to say, speaking of you, quote, I have labored with crying, my jaws have become hoarse. Close quote. Psalms. LXVII. That would be 68. Verse 4. My son, I have almost lost my voice in crying after thee. Remember, O sinners, says St. Teresa, that the same Lord who cries after you now will one day be your judge. My Christian brother, how many times have you been deaf to the voice of God who called you? You have deserved that he should call you no more. But no, your God has not ceased continuing to call you because he desired to make peace with you and to save you. O God, who was it that called you? A God of infinite majesty. And you who were you but a miserable worm? And why did he call you but to restore to you that life of grace which you had lost? Quote, return ye and live. Ez chapter 18, verse 32. To obtain divine grace, it would be but little to live in a desert during a whole life. But God offered to you that you should receive his grace in a moment if you chose it by an act of contrition. And you refused it. And after all this, God has not abandoned you. He has sought you, as it were, weeping and saying, my son, why wilt thou damn thyself? Why will you die, O house of Israel? Ezekiel 18, verse 31. When a man commits a mortal sin, he drives God from his soul. Quote, the wicked have said to God, depart from us. Close quote. Job 21, verse 14. But God, what does he? He stands at the door of the ungrateful heart. Quote, I stand at the door and knock. Apocalypse 3, verse 20, and prays, as it were, the soul to admit him. Quote, open to me, my sister, close quote. Canticles 5, verse 2. And he wearies himself with entreaties. Quote, I am wearied of entreating thee. Jeremiah 15, verse 6. Yes, says St. Denis, the Aeropagus, A-E-R-O-P-A-G-I-T-E. It's hyphenated. I'm having trouble pronouncing. Anyway, God follows sinners like a despised lover, beseeching them not to lose their souls. God lovingly follows even those who turn away from him and beseeches them not to perish. This precisely was signified by St. Paul when he wrote to his disciples, quote, "For Christ we beseech you, be reconciled to God," 2 Corinthians 5:20. Commenting upon this passage, St. John Chrysostom makes a beautiful reflection. Christ himself conjures you. And what? To reconcile yourselves to God, since it is not he that is the enemy, but you. By which the saint means that far from striving to move God to make peace with him, the sinner has only to resolve to make peace with God, since he, and not God, flies from peace. Ah, this good Lord goes all day in quest of sinners, saying to them, "Ungrateful that you are, do not fly any more from me. Tell me why you fly from me. I love your welfare and only desire to make you happy. Why will you lose yourselves? But Lord, what art thou about? Why so much patience and so much love for these rebels? What good canst thou hope from them? It redounds but little to thy honor to show such ardent love for miserable worms who fly from thee. Quote, what is man that thou shouldest magnify him? Or why dost thou set thy heart upon him?" Job 7, verse 14. Excuse me, verse 17. Job 7, verse 17. And now for the affections and prayers, what I just read. Behold, O Lord, at thy feet an ungrateful sinner, imploring thy pity. My Father, pardon me. I call thee Father because thou desirest I should so call thee. I do not deserve compassion, since because thou hast been good to me, I have been the more ungrateful to thee. Ah, by that goodness which has withheld thee, my God, from abandoning me when I fled from thee, by that same goodness, receive me now that I return to thee. Give me, my Jesus, a great sorrow for my offenses against thee, and bestow on me the kiss of peace. I grieve more for the injuries I have done thee than for any evil whatsoever. I detest them, I abhor them, and I unite this my abhorrence to that which thou, my Redeemer, didst feel for them in the Garden of Gethsemane. Pardon me through the merits of that blood which thou didst shed for me in that garden. I firmly promise that I will never more depart from thee, and that I will banish from my heart every affection that is not thine. My Jesus, my love, I love thee above all things. I will always love thee and love only thee, but give me strength to do this. Make me wholly thine. O Mary, my hope, thou art the mother of mercy. Pray to God for me and have pity on me. And I'm going to try to do the third point, which will finish this consideration. I now begin. The princes of the earth disdain even to look upon those rebel subjects who come to ask their pardon. But God does not act thus in our regard. Quote, he will not turn away his face from you if you return to him. 2 Par chapter 30, verse 9. God cannot turn his face from those who return to cast themselves at his feet. No, for he himself invites them and promises to receive them as soon as they come. Quote, return to me and I will receive thee. Close quote. Jeremiah 3, verse 1. Quote again, turn to me, saith the Lord, and I will turn to you. Zechariah 1, verse 3. Oh, the love and tenderness with which God embraces the sinner who returns to him. This is precisely what Jesus Christ would have us understand by the parable of the lost sheep, which when the shepherd had found, quote, he laid it on his shoulder, rejoicing. St. Luke 15, verse 5. And called his friends to rejoice with him. Quote, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. St. Luke 15, verse 6. And St. Luke adds, quote, there shall be joy in heaven upon one sinner that doth penance, close quote. This was more fully explained by the Redeemer in the parable of the prodigal son, saying that he is that father who, when he beholds his lost son returning, runs to meet him, and before he can speak, embraces and kisses him, and in embracing him almost swoons away through tenderness from the consolation he experiences. Quote, running to him, he fell upon his neck and kissed him. Luke 15, verse 20. The Lord goes so far as to say that if the sinner repents, he will forget his sins as if he had never offended him. Quote, if the wicked do penance, living he shall live. I will not remember all his iniquities. Ezekiel 18, verse 21. He then exclaims, quote, come and accuse me, saith the Lord. If your sins be as scarlet, they shall be made white as snow. Isaiah 1, verse 18. And if he said, come sinners, and if I do not pardon you, upbraid me and treat me as unfaithful to my promises. But no, God cannot despise a contrite and humble heart. Quote, a contrite and humble heart thou wilt not despise. Psalm 119. The Lord glories in showing mercy and in pardoning sinners. Quote, he shall be exalted, sparing you. Isaiah 30, verse 18. And how long does he delay to pardon? Not a moment. Quote, weeping thou shalt not weep. He will surely have pity on thee. Isaiah 30, chapter 30, verse 19. Sinner, says the prophet, thou hast not long to weep. At the first tear, the Lord will be moved to pity. At the voice of thy cry, as soon as he shall hear, he will answer thee. Isaiah 30, verse 19. God does not act towards us as we act towards him. He calls us and we turn a deaf ear. Not so God. Quote, as soon as he shall hear, he will answer thee. No sooner do you repent and ask a pardon of him, than God answers and pardons you. And now for the affection and prayers, what I just read. O my God, with whom have I contended? With thee, who art so good, who has created me and died for me. Thou hast still borne with me after so many treasons. Oh, the sight alone of thy patience with me ought to make me live always inflamed with thy love. And whoever would have endured me as thou hast, after all my offenses against thee, unhappy me, if I should again offend thee and lose my soul. The many mercies thou hast shown me, O my God, would be a greater hell to me than hell itself. No, my Redeemer, do not permit that I should again turn my back on thee. Rather, let me die. I already perceive that thy mercy can bear with me no longer. I repent, O Sovereign Good, of having offended thee. I love thee with my whole heart and am resolved. And am resolved to give all the remainder of my life to thee alone. Hear me, O Eternal Father, through the merits of Jesus Christ. Give me holy perseverance and thy holy love. Hear me, my Jesus, by the blood thou hast shed for me. Quote, we therefore pray thou help thy servants. Let me start that again. We therefore pray thee, help thy servants whom thou hast redeemed with thy precious blood. O Mary, my mother, look upon me, turn thine eyes of mercy toward me, and draw me wholly to God. And that completes consideration 16. And to keep your interest up, consideration 17, which the Lord willing I'll do soon, is on abuse of divine mercy. Knowest thou not that the benignity of God leadeth thee to penance? Romans 2, verse 4. That'll be next on the list. Thank you. May the peace of Christ be with you now and always.